Écrit comme 2006, épreuve d'oral d'anglais, texte numéro 24. Students with jobs lose out in exams. The most cash-strapped university students are jeopardizing their chances of exam success by combining their studies with long hours in low-paid jobs, according to research. Half of those surveyed said they combined paid work with their studies during term time, and half focused solely on their academic work. Students who worked admitted they spent less time on academic work because of the demands of regular term time jobs, typically in bars, pubs, cafes and shops, and often skipped lectures and handed work in late. For those working 15 hours a week, the odds of obtaining a first-class degree or a 2-1 were cut by more than a third. The results of the 3-year study confirm the phenomenon of students who are forced into regular employment to pay for basics such as food and rent. It also shows that students from the poorest homes and ethnic minority backgrounds are most likely to be working long hours to help pay bills. The study, by researchers at London, South Bank University and the Open University, is the first to confirm that students forced to work as a result of financial hardship suffer in terms of academic performance. The number of final year students in paid work has increased dramatically since the end of the 1990s, following reforms of student funding introduced by Labour, the report says. While its authors say they cannot predict the impact of the introduction of top-up fees of up to £3,000 from next year, they expect term-time work by students to remain part of the higher education landscape. The research project was commissioned by the Higher Education Funding Council for England, or HEFCE, and the umbrella group Universities UK. Around 1,500 undergraduates attending 7 universities across the UK completed the survey in spring 2002. Students tended to work in low-paid jobs and reported that their studies suffered as a direct result of their work. Many admitted missing lectures, producing poor quality assignments, and having difficulty accessing libraries and computer facilities. More than 80% said they spent less time studying because of their term-time jobs, and nearly three-quarters spent less time preparing coursework. Many students believed that term-time working damaged academic performance, worries that were well-founded. The more students worked during term time, the lower their average end-of-year marks or final degree results. Three-quarters of students had concerns about debts. Of those forced to work, more than a third, 37%, spent most of their earnings on basics such as food and rent. Less than one student in every 10 spent most of their earnings on social life and entertainment. Around 90% of students surveyed had taken out a student loan, the report found. But ethnic minority students, Muslims, and single-parent students were less likely to do so. The average loan debt was £9,620, with one in five saddled with debts of more than £15,000. Fin du texte numéro 24.